You are about to hear excerpts of the Teaching Counseling Radio Ministry of Hank Lindstrom from Tampa, Florida. Listen carefully to how Hank describes his own salvation at age 19.
I made a second choice a year later where I realized now that I'm saved, he wants me to live for him. And I chose to live for him about a year after I believed on him. But I was saved by faith alone in trusting in the finished work of Christ at Calvary. And then, of course, I chose, and I'm so glad I did, to live my life for Christ since I was 19.
Hank Lindstrom's teaching is actually worse than some other eternal security teachers because he doesn't even believe one must turn from their sins to have initial salvation. He passes over this clear biblical teaching and unashamedly teaches all someone must do for salvation is to trust Christ. He apparently doesn't know that a saving faith in Jesus will always have good works attached to it, and such also includes repentance, that is, turning from sins. There are many references regarding repentance for salvation found in the Bible, such as in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, which says, quote, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Unquote. Paul reveals the true plan of salvation in his own preached message to others in Acts chapter 20, verse 21. He said, quote, "I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus." Unquote. Furthermore, Jesus taught, "You must repent or you will perish," in Luke 13:3 and 13:5. Hank Lindstrom also believes in eternal security and therefore must declare that a person once saved is forever saved with no possibility of not going to heaven. Listen to a female caller and how Hank answers.
So you're believing that someone who simply says the sinner's prayer, they trust in Christ momentarily, and if they truly trust
Christ, they're saved forever and can't be lost. But they can lose
even if they don't want Christ.
Absolutely.
So Hank thinks he was saved about 1 year before he ever started to live for Christ, and when one gets saved, he can't lose his salvation, even if in the future he doesn't want Christ anymore. Is that really the message of the Bible regarding salvation, or just another deadly counterfeit? In Matthew chapter 10, the Lord Jesus sent his 12 apostles out to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, and preach the gospel. In part, this is what he informed them. Quote, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Unquote. Matthew chapter 10, 37 and 38. At a different time, that is 6 chapters later in Matthew 16, verse 24, we read, quote, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Unquote. At still a different time, the Lord called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, quote, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Unquote. Mark 8:34. In other words, Jesus repeatedly told people and had his disciples preach that people were to follow Jesus to be worthy of him and to come after him. But then in Luke 14:27, we read of the negative side of not following Jesus. There he said, quote, "And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Unquote. That was Luke 14:27. So is being Jesus' disciple a salvation issue or not? Yes, most definitely it is. In Matthew 12:49 and 50, we read, quote, "Pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Unquote. Matthew 12:49 and 50. There Jesus identified his disciples as a spiritual family and previously stated that one must follow him to be worthy of him and to come after him. Submission of one's will is clearly implied in these words, "follow me." If that isn't clear enough, then consider this verse found in Ephesians 5, verse 24. Quote, "Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything." The first part of that scripture helps us understand what a saving faith in Jesus really is. Hence, you cannot be part of the church, that is, a possessor of salvation, without submitting to Christ. To have a saving faith in Jesus must include obeying God and doing His will, which is what other scriptures say. In Luke 8:21, Jesus said, quote, "My mother and brothers are those that hear the word of God and put it into practice," unquote. In Matthew 7:21, Jesus taught, quote, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven," unquote. To be a real Christian, according to Jesus, we must put God's word into practice and do God's will. John also wrote, quote, "We know we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, 'I know him,' but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him," unquote. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Hank Lindstrom went on to say the following about Christians that turn away from God to sin.
God is going to do things in your life to get your attention, and he might, if you totally resist his attempts to do that, he might even take you home to heaven early. And there's example after example in the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it tells us there in one place that 23,000 Christians were taken home to heaven early in one day. Just one day. So God can snatch you out of here. He's, you know, up in heaven, if you're going to be delinquent, he's going to say, come on home.
In other words, Hank teaches that if you turn away from God and totally resist repenting and remain delinquent and God's discipline won't bring you back, then God in his wrath will kill you and take you to heaven to be with him. That, by the way, is a common teaching among eternal security teachers. I have heard both Dave Hunt and D. James Kennedy teach the same. That is their warped and twisted version of the sin unto death. Lindstrom's supporting text doesn't exist. He said,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it tells us there in one place that 23,000 Christians were taken home to heaven early in one day. Just one day. So God can snatch you out of here. He's, you know, up in heaven, if you're going to be delinquent, he's going to say, come on home.
He is really referring to verse 8 in 1 Corinthians 10, but it has been misapplied by Hank. That scripture reads, quote, "We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died," unquote. Paul wrote about the Israelites during the time of Moses. First, Paul was not referring to Christians, and secondly, it doesn't say anywhere that they were taken to heaven. It is a dangerous and deadly distortion to teach you can die sexually immoral and go to heaven. In fact, the Bible clearly teaches that the sexually immoral will be thrown into the lake of fire. Quote, "But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice the magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death," unquote. Revelation 21:8. Please know that nowhere in the entire Bible does God ever say, come on home, to an unrepentant, sexually immoral person, then kills him and takes him to heaven. Do not be deceived by Hank Lindstrom or any eternal security teacher. Again, about those that backslide, Hank said,
and he's going to turn you around or he's going to take you home.
Paul, the real grace teacher, also wrote something that is relevant about eternal security. He declared, quote, "For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient, therefore do not be partners with them," unquote. Ephesians 5:5-7. If Paul was with us today, he would say, Hank Lindstrom and all other eternal security teachers are dangerously speaking empty words. He wouldn't want us to be deceived by their message. The female caller brought up something else that made Hank admit that even if you don't want Christ after you get born again, you are stuck with him and must go to heaven even if you don't want Christ anymore.
So once someone trusts in Jesus,
then you're stuck.
Hank sums up his darkened and dangerous understanding of salvation with this.
They can lose their rewards. They can lose their testimony. They can lose their effectiveness. They can lose their joy. There's a lot of things they can lose, but they can't lose their salvation. They can lose their life. The Lord might take them home.
Friend, the real truth is we are saved by grace, Ephesians 2:8-9, but we can fall from grace, Galatians 5:2-4. We are justified by faith in Jesus, Romans 5:1, but our faith can become shipwrecked, 1 Timothy 1:19-20, and cease to exist, Luke 8:13, Romans 11:19 through 23. We are not under the law, Romans 6:14 and 15, but if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die, Romans 8:13. Paul taught against legalism, Galatians 5:3 and 4, but he also taught that no immoral, impure, or greedy person has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God, Ephesians 5:5 through 7. We are not saved by works, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. But to reap eternal life and not destruction, you must sow to please the Spirit and not the sinful nature, Galatians 6:8 and 9. God is faithful to us, 1 John 1:9, 1 Corinthians 10:13, but we must be faithful to God to the very end of our lives to escape the lake of fire or second death, Revelation 2:10 and 11. God surely loves us, John 3:16, Mark 10:21, Romans 8:35 through 39. But those that inherit the kingdom of God love God, James 2:5 and 1 Corinthians 2:9. And to love God means to obey His commands, John 14:15 and 1 John 5:3. We have freedom in Christ, Galatians 5:1, but this freedom is not to indulge a sinful nature, Galatians 5:13 and 1 Peter 2:16.
Be sure to get a copy of our 801-page book, The Believer's Conditional Security. This is the most exhaustive and comprehensive refutation to eternal security that has ever been written. This book will not be refuted. You can order that from the Evangelical Outreach website, or send a check or money order to Evangelical Outreach, Post Office Box 265, Washington, PA 15301. It is available in softback for $19.50 or hardback for $29.50. Please add $4.50 for postage and handling.